Hi, Glenn Bischoff, Editor-in-Chief of Urgent Communications Magazine, and I'm speaking with Robin Greer, President of Catalyst Communications, and we're going to be talking about some of the great stuff that the company has planned next week for IWC 2013 in Las Vegas, which kicks off on Monday. Robin, the first thing I'd like to talk to you about is the demonstration in the Project 25 Technology Interest Group's booth, which I believe involves 12 different companies, and you're going to be demonstrating interoperability concerning the CSSI and the FSI, which are part of the Project 25 standard suite. What can you tell us about that?
That's right, Glenn. The console subsystem interface is one of eight primary interfaces for the P25 standard, and this week will be a bellwether week for our industry. Catalyst will be demonstrating its IP console using the CSSI interface, and all the major radio manufacturers will be there in the PTIG booth also demonstrating that interface. CSSI is significant in that it allows independent consoles, third-party consoles, to connect to various radio manufacturers' trunking interface with a wireline connection that allows for console priority or preempt, allows the console to monitor dozens and dozens of talk groups at one time and to get important messages like the emergency message coming in on an unselected talk group. So this is a powerful new interface, and I think that many agencies that are interested in connecting to a statewide P25 system or a regional P25 system will enjoy the flexibility and the choice that they get by being able to select an independent console for their particular needs.
And so, and basically what that means to the end user is that no matter what radio system you have, you're not tied to a specific console vendor.
That's right.
Now, I understand, Robin, that the CSSI is a relatively new wrinkle for Catalyst.
That's right. Catalyst is showing CSSI for the first time, but the good news is that our current customers can upgrade their existing IP consoles by simply adding a CSSI gateway to it and enjoy these new features without having to throw away what they've already purchased.
Let's keep talking about the consoles. As I understand it, the company just recently introduced Release 6 of its IP console.
That's right. We'll be showing Release 6 for the first time, and Catalyst continues to enhance the graphical experience that our customers enjoy. And so with Release 6, you'll see a wealth of new capabilities that are graphics-based and color-based. We give the system administrator the opportunity now to group different functions and buttons and capabilities by color, as well as using custom graphics that they might choose to employ to make it simpler for dispatchers to communicate with field personnel. You'll also see new capabilities for instant call recording built into the Catalyst console that allow greater flexibility in terms of how calls are replayed.
All right, Robin, that sounds terrific. We have just a little bit of time left, so I'd like to spend it talking about the propulsion console, which I understand also has a couple of new features, one of which is a touch screen, and I believe it also is capable of handling text messages.
That's right, Glenn. Propulsion is Catalyst's mid-tier console for smaller critical communications agencies. It was built especially for the digital mobile radio standard, but also supports P25 and other legacy systems, as well as solutions like Verizon Wireless Push-to-Talk. New at this show, you'll see a touchscreen interface for the propulsion console, and one of the capabilities that I would encourage your readers, listeners to come by and see is the ability to take your finger on that touchscreen and draw out text messages, which can then be instantly sent out to a DMR portable radio.
Well, Robin, that does sound like a great capability, and I, for one, will make it a point to stop by your booth to see it. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Glenn.
Well, good luck at IWCE. Hope to see you there. In the meantime, thanks a lot for listening today. Have a great rest of the day. I'm Glenn Bischoff.